So welcome everyone to Santa Barbara. I think about half of the conference is here. The others I'm sure will show up. Let me assure you that the June gloom will rise and you will have sun. The understanding of glasses is an old problem. It's one of these problems that seems to go on forever, like turbulence, fusion, etc., etc. I remember that, I'm certainly not an expert, but I remember in the early 80s there was a lot of excitement about understanding the glass transition with many claims that big breakthroughs were occurring. But somehow the problem seems to go on. But like some other problems of that nature, it has gone on in a very interesting way. People have, you all have realized that the glassy state or glassy behavior is quite ubiquitous in all sorts of systems of great importance, both practically, technically, and intellectually, and have learned an immense amount about the nature of the glassy phase and the transition, perhaps, in many different systems. So, when this program was proposed some 2 years ago, I remember being a bit skeptical about running. In fact, there were two very strong glass programs proposed. One that begins in 2 weeks on quantum glasses or electron glasses, where h-bar is not equal to zero. And this program, h-bar, I think, is always zero. I was a bit skeptical that this made sense to come back once again to have a program on the nature of glasses. But it didn't take long in reading the material to be convinced, as was all of our advisors, that there's a lot of excitement in the field for a variety of experimental, computational, and theoretical reasons. And I think the success of the program so far, and I hope of the conference, has proven them and us right. So, I unfortunately am only here today, but I hope to hear in the talks this morning what has been accomplished in the last 3 decades. So just a few announcements of a general sort. The staff which runs the conference is available outside, especially Jocelyn, who's right behind you. All questions should be directed at her. They're wearing name badges which identify them with a black border. Parking, have any of you have parking issues? No one has parking issues, so I don't need to bring one. Have you solved them?
For today.
Okay. Ask Jocelyn. Bathrooms. So there are bathrooms down this hall and down that hall, right there, and on the second floor. There's just men's. Upstairs, women. In the courtyard is where we serve coffee in an hour and a half, and lunches, and the banquets. There are posters. Posters seem to be right behind us, facing the other way. If you don't have a computer and need to use one of our computers, the computer room is just above us on the second floor over there. And if you have a laptop and wish to access the net or your email, you can just log on to KATP conference, conf, and no password is required. I do ask that, I always do this not with great success, that people in this room during the lecture keep their laptops shut. As a speaker, I know how disconcerting it is to be facing an audience which is staring at the screen. Everything here is recorded, every talk and the discussion, so please make sure to, as explained in your folder today, send in your presentations, and your colleagues around the world can follow the conference in almost real time, and they do. The last point is just that, you know, at the KITP, those of you who've been here or are here during the program know how important discussion is as part of our lectures and seminars and conferences. So this is not a normal conference. We try to arrange the talk. We insist that the talks be roughly one part discussion to two parts speaker. And so discussions are essential. You have time to ask questions, even during a talk, but certainly at the end. And just please wait till you get a mic handed to you so that your remarks will be preserved for posterity. Okay, have a great conference, and I'll turn it over to Takeshi.
Thank you very much, Dave. Unfortunately, Bill Johnson could not make it. He's very busy, and also his wife has a medical problem. So he's not here. So we have a bit more time this morning, and so I prolong discussion time. Of course, not to infinity. You know, during this workshop, we have the seminars. Typically, 45 minutes talk becomes 2 hours talk. So in this conference, we have a bit more restriction, so we can't go that far, but we have enough discussion time. So to get discussion going, we asked Walter Cobb to start the session with a review.